Sometimes the bravery of others can inspire us. Inspire us to take action. Inspire us to step up, step forward. Inspire us to look within ourselves for courage. If you don't believe in yourself, no one else will. And yes, dreams, they do come a size too big. It's so we can grow into them. You can't spell impossible without possible. I'm talking, of course, about my sexual assault at the hands of Brett Kavanaugh. Handsome Sports Brett is what the kids in our school called him. It was the summer of 82. 1982, that is. Could have been fall 85. I was a junior or senior or whatever at Avenatti High. I was a young woman, still growing into my body, but boys had definitely started to notice me. That fateful day, I was on my way to a high school house party at one of my best friends' place, Greg or Susan. I was quite innocent back in 1984, inexperienced. Little did I know this would all soon change. Forever. I was looking totally banging, rocking my best skirt over pants combo and my favorite rave top, backless of course. Back in the day, I still liked to chill. I had packed 2 Bacardi Breezers and my favorite hacky sack. I had also brought with me some DVDs I had rented. Space Jam, because I thought Looney Tunes were super funny, and I really liked niggers. Jurassic Parks, because I thought it was about the civil rights movement. Train Spotting, because I was really moved by the Holocaust. I crossed the street, narrowly dodging an oncoming bus. I've always had a crippling fear of buses. Before me lay a secluded beachfront property, built in Victorian style with clear Tudoresque influences. Maybe it was Bauhaus. As I entered the mansion, the party was in full swing. I found my beach friends, and we started mingling. It became apparent someone had spiked the bowl of Jolt Cola, and everyone was eagerly taking advantage of this. That's when Brett and his entourage came in. It was him, MJ, Squeaks, and Short Round. MJ was like his right-hand guy or whatever. Squeaks was like that special kid in the schoolyard that if you tossed him a football, he'd probably run off and try to dig a hole with it. Short Round was always cheating at poker and was best known for his catchphrase, "Did I do that?" Brett was looking super cool in his fresh Reebok pumps, backwards cap, brand new Fido Dido shirt, and Mighty Ducks starter's jacket. Rumbling started around the party, and people started to make their way to the living room. They had interrupted the regularly scheduled airing of Friends to report on a developing genocide in Rwanda. Niggers killing niggers? I thought to myself. No, that just doesn't sound very plausible. That's when I saw Brett and his crew head down the stairs. Squeak stayed behind, and it looked like he was trying to remove lint from his belly button using his shoe. I left my friends and headed down by myself. As I came down the stairs, there were beers everywhere. It was eerie. I mean, you know what that stuff does to boys. There was an unmistakable air of mystique. This uneasy feeling was amplified by the playing of Candle in the Wind in the background. The attic was arranged like some sort of grand hall, and robes and masks were being handed out to people as they entered. Me and my beach buddies were quick to robe up and score some sweet masks. Brett was sitting in the center of the room on something resembling a throne. He was wearing a red robe and a mask, but I could tell it was him because of the dope Nike Air Max 90s he was wearing. A girl kind of reminded me of Cameron Diaz, was doing the rounds and handing out drinks. I took some sips from my orbits, and that's when it began. Indelibly locked in the hippocampus is the distinct taste of rape hypnol. Everything started to become woozy. "Jesus, please watch over at Ruth Bader Ginsburg," I remember thinking to myself. When I came to, it was to a scene of complete debauchery. Defenseless young girls were being defiled everywhere, myself included. Trains were being run all over the place. It was train running on an industrial scale. Freight trains, maglevs, monorails, Mumbai rail cars. In the corner, a group of boys had formed a circle around some girls, and they were boofing all over them. And I'll never forget this. There, atop the Devil's Triangle, stood Brett Kavanaugh, laughing maniacally. He had hooks for hands and the torso of a horse. The grin on his face as he directed his hordes of beer drinkers. It can't end like this, I thought to myself. I haven't even seen Space Jam yet. The large-scale violation eventually ended, and I hung out for a couple hours and we watched some movies. It then helped to clean up and we had breakfast. Squeaks made his now famous cut-up hot dogs with toothpaste and blue M&Ms. I said goodbye to everyone and caught the first bus home. Turns out, Trainspotting is actually a movie about shitty music and like pet ownership. From time to time, I would go back to these parties. I even dated Short Round for a while. Donald Trump is a really bad man.